yeah, we gonna spread love in this world, bitch.
It's gonna be a crazy show. All right, let's get some started.
Get some of this goddamn loving.
Let's get it.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to episode 153 of the Super Weapon Podcast, the most overpowered podcast on the internet. It's your boy, Darius the Artist, and as always, got my co-host DC here with me today.
Man, he held that extra long.
Like that little hezzy?
A little head fake, man. All right, big honey, let's go. Let's do this, man. It's your favorite bridge builder, wall destroyer, DC, and we are here today to... We don't know, man. We just shooting from the hip today, and I love it.
We're gonna talk about the PlayStation Showcase, as promised. The showcase was last Thursday. Saw a lot of things, and we're just gonna talk about it, man. I'm excited. I will say this. I'm excited to talk about it, despite the criticisms I hold in my heart. And I know that me and you are probably gonna disagree on some things, and that's all right. I love that. But, you know, before we get started, man, I just once again have to mention to you guys that you need to go over to the YouTube and make sure you guys are subbed to our Super Weapon Podcast YouTube, Super Weapon Media YouTube, excuse me. Description will be in the link below for this podcast for our audio listeners. I need y'all over there showing love and support, as well as on all of the podcasting platforms. I need that from you. You know, we don't ask you guys for anything, but I'm going to guilt you guys a little bit. And we need some love for that, man. And I appreciate you guys for hanging out and all the support that we've been getting up to this point as we roll into the 150s and into this very exciting time of year for new games, new announcements. We appreciate it, man. I love y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to shame you too a little bit. Yeah, I like a little shame.
Yeah, we got to shame them.
Hey, look, we don't ask for donos or nothing. You give with your heart. But one thing we do need, and it means so much, a simple little like. Bloop. Hey, throw in a little sauce of a comment on all the platforms, man. Instagram, YouTube. Come chat with us on Twitter and in the Discord, man.
And podcast reviews as well are super huge on like podcasting platforms. It's how most podcasting platforms will push your stuff out to other people as suggestions for you know, for them to listen to. So that stuff is like super important, man. If you guys just say, hey, I love it, hey, I hate it, be honest. You know, we always want your honest opinions, but please give it nonetheless.
Just DC stinks.
This DC guy's an X-bot. You know, whatever. That's a free one for you. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, boo. Just boo me. Shoot.
Put oh, DC man. That'd be great.
You stink. But anyway, we already didn't almost flew off the rails and it just started. But
Yes.
Sony.
PlayStation Showcase. Sony. PlayStation Showcase, man. The first one in almost 2 years. This was supposed to be like the full-fledged, you know, released, you know, pull from the hip, just fire off everything that they had. And it was a mixed showcase for the wider community, it seemed, for the most part. You know, you didn't really have a lot of people happy with the results of the showcase. But, you know, before I give my thoughts on how I feel, man, I wanted to hear what your thoughts are, because we were kind of texting a little bit. You watched it live. I unfortunately, you know, had to wait till after I got home to catch it. But just like an overall point of view, we'll get into like particular games and stuff that we're going to talk about, but just the showcase itself, you know, what did you kind of think about the show in general?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Oh gosh.
Knee slapping, fun action. Yeah, but seriously, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I rather enjoyed it. I know one of the complaints was about the exclusive gameplay or games that should have probably been showed. I kind of agree with that sentiment, but at the same time, I still think it was a well put together showcase for an hour. You got a mixed bag of tricks in here. There were some big hits to me, and then, you know, there was a like little smaller games that I really try to pay attention to, the more like indie driven games.
Yeah.
And I know that's usually a big like hit or miss with the bigger audience. you know, it's kind of weird because online and stuff, you hear about, oh, come on, guys, give, like, indie games a chance, blah, 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 blah. But then when stuff is shown, you kind of, like, complain about it. It's weird. It's like people are weird. But, yeah, like, I think it was just well put together. I was excited about it. I saw a lot of things that got me excited for the future of PlayStation. I know the big numero uno, which I just found out yesterday that people were actually complaining about, was Spider-Man, but we'll get to that.
Really? Huh.
Well, yeah, there were people there were people complaining about Spider-Man, and I just feel like
they're wrong.
I just feel like we're living in a world where, first of all, we have a new wave of content coming out, which I discussed with Dark Star and the crew over there. It seemed like people are starting to create like this edgelord content, like it's cool to go against the grain type content, just to get interaction, you know what I mean? Like,
That's like, becoming more prominent nowadays.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that a lot, and I felt like, I was like, damn, is this what's happening to Spider-Man? Because I was confused just as you were. I was like, what? I didn't see anything bad about it. And then I was talking to Dre, and he was like, yeah, you know, people were complaining, said it doesn't look different from the first one and all this other weird stuff. But I'm like, did they watch what I watched? Like, I don't know what the hell they were watching. Wow. But, and I'm playing the first one right now, so I know firsthand that that's a bunch of malarkey. Yeah, I've been waiting to use that one.
I like
but,
it. But,
yeah, man, overall, you know, I thought it was, if I was to give it a grade, I would say about an 8.5. Okay. Still doing about an 8.5 for me. 5 out of 10. Okay. Thought it was great.
8 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10. B plus for you.
One more thing. One more thing.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
My bad. Just real quick. I really thought there was a strong showing of VR stuff, which I really liked. I liked everything that I saw. That's all I want to say.
Okay, yeah. We're definitely going to – I do want to talk about the VR stuff as well. I guess it's like overall for me, I think – and this is something that I think we're going to talk about this throughout the show, is people's expectations when it comes to these showcases, I think sometimes can be a little bit unrealistic. And when the internet machine just gets going, you know, things just kind of typically snowball out of control. And for me, I was hoping to see more of their larger first party titles that we haven't heard from some of their studios from in a while. And unfortunately we didn't get that. However, there are quite a few games that I did see that I liked, but I feel like I would be hypocritical of myself, you know, cause when we had that big discussion about Xbox, and, you know, I feel like personally, once again, you know, I say there should be some sort of standard that we judge these companies by. And I still stand by that. And while we did get a good mix of games here, you know, my two biggest complaints from the showcase was we didn't get that many release dates. I think we got maybe 6 out of the 20 or 30 games that they showed. And a lot of trailers were just kind of CG trailers. So I don't really know what to expect from some of the titles. While they, you know, the trailer itself might have illustrated, hey, this is a new IP, this is a new title that you should be excited about. You know, it's hard for me nowadays to kind of get into stuff like that. I don't know if this is just like the cynical side of me, dealing with games or playing games as long as I have, but I personally feel like if Microsoft would have gave a showcase like this, where you didn't see a lot of release dates, where you didn't see gameplay of a lot of these games, and you don't have a lot of like hard dates set, the conversation would be a whole lot different. People would be a whole lot harsher in their assessments. And that's just like those are the two big things I wanted to get out of the way. Like that's where when we were kind of texting, I was like, you know, it was good, but you know, there are some troublesome things tripping me up on like giving this like a full blown, you know, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Like for me, it's probably sitting at like a 7.58. But once again, there are some titles I am excited about that we're gonna get into. But yeah, that's just kind of like, I just kind of wanted to lay that out, you know, before
but
we,
you know, what?
You know,
and to kind of combat that, right. I just with me, this is my opinion. I just feel like, I don't know, man. I just kind of feel like they earned that grace a little bit, you know, I feel like I wasn't really tripping off like release dates. That's just me, because I feel like maybe we'll get another showcase down the line once things.
That's a lot of people's theories as well, that they think we're gonna get another showcase later this year. I disagree with that, but
yeah, I was just like, you know, like this is not giving PlayStation like an excuse. I don't want them to start getting lazy, or you know, but I feel like, you know, they have a winning formula right now, and I'm pretty sure, like, if I was a betting man, that they had this all, like, kind of laid out. Like, I'm thinking maybe another showcase, and they do show more of their exclusive lineup, and maybe we'll get dates, maybe we won't. But I just feel like with this showcase, it was more or less like, hey, this is what you guys have to look forward to, and... You know, like, I don't know. I just felt like it was just very solid for me. And then, like I said, Spider-Man, like, killed it. If you didn't get anything from this.
Oh, God.
Spider-Man just went OD. I thought we were going to get, like, maybe a little small glimpse of gameplay. They showed a whole freaking mission. And I have so many questions. And that's why these showcases and stuff are so important, because it builds up that hype for the game. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at the Venom suit. I'm like, yo, like, what is going on? Like, Peter seems like he's being consumed by it. He's so serious now.
We're going to talk about it. I'm so excited to talk about Spider-Man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Spider-Man is just like, you know what? 2023 is Spider-Man's, man. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Like, between that and Breath of the Kingdom is going to be crazy to see. I keep saying Breath. I keep mixing the vocal title. Tears of the Kingdom. It's going to be crazy to see who gets Game of the Year, right? Like,
I think so, and I agree with you on that. Ultimately, I think it's going to go to Zelda just because of the hype that. And I don't know. I can't really say that, but I still feel like Zelda kind of has the edge just because it's Zelda. But Spider-Man got some, you know, Spider-Man got some weight out here too, man. And
no, well,
it's just tough for me, because honestly, I feel like if they didn't call this like a PlayStation showcase, and you know, shout out to Darkstar and BZ in chat. Hey, what's going on, guys? Like, just like Darkstar said, you know, he doesn't think it'll be another showcase, maybe another State of Play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I know anything that they have going on past Spider-Man. You know, a lot of the games that they showed are multi-platform, you know, which has been confirmed. You know, Xbox is funny. That tweet they sent out right after the showcase was pretty funny, showing all these same games coming out in their system and PC. So I think that's where I kind of land with it. Like, in terms of outside of Spider-Man, yes, Sony has like great first-party games that they released last year and this year, but past Spider-Man, which I'm not so confident it's going to come out in September anymore because we didn't get a release date this past week, maybe like October, November. I don't know. We don't know what they have cooking in the books. I mean, you know, and we're going to talk about the Last of Us factions. I definitely want to bring that up because...
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, we're going to definitely talk about that because it wasn't at the showcase, and then they also... There's some information going around about Sony reevaluating a lot of their multiplayer live service products, which they've invested heavily into, not only with the acquisition of Bungie, but a couple of these other titles that they announced during the showcase. I you know, overall, I did enjoy it. You know, I don't want people thinking I hated it or I hate Sony, but I want to try to be as fair as possible and keep that same energy for everything. And you know, if a couple of weeks from now Xbox does the same thing, I'm gonna be in their ass a little bit. I ain't gonna, because you're right. They definitely have a lot more to prove when it comes to first party, right? If we're just exclusively talking about first party, they have definitely a lot more to prove. I just wish, as a consumer, I would have saw more for what PlayStation 5 has to offer beyond Spider-Man, for first party. I just want to put a little asterisk by that, but. Yeah, man, let's jump into it. Let's jump into the games, because I'm very excited to talk about some of these things. We could just kind of pick them if you want. Like, you know, hey,
no, I got some questions. Yeah,
you know, here, you know, you go first. If there's, let's say if there's a game that caught your interest, you just want to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay, first of all, let's be one. It's just, where do I start? I'm scrolling through my notes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start with a big one.
Okay.
Because this one really kind of, I'm freaking, excuse my old man grumpiness, but I am just tired of FPSs, but I have to talk about this.
Sure.
What the hell is Marathon? Like, where did that come from?
Okay. Okay, so we're starting with Bungie. I like it. Okay, so let's talk Bungie then. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, people who don't know, like, the history of Bungie, a lot of people are kind of familiar with Bungie from the Halo days, but Marathon was actually one of the first, it was one of the first game series that they developed back in the day, like the 90s or early 2000s, 80s or 90s. It was a while ago. It was like PC exclusive. They were first person shooter games.
It was on a Mac, I believe. Like,
yeah, it was a while ago, a while before Halo. You can actually go, and I think they're open source. You can download Marathon 1, 2, and 3. So I did a little bit of research on this game. So apparently it's supposed to be like an extraction shooter, which is, you know, if there's a studio, I will say that when it comes to live service, I will give them a tip of the hat and wait and see what it is before I be like, I don't want to play it. It's going to be Bungie, because let's be honest, Destiny, you know, is the king of live service games. It has been, in my opinion, since its release in 2014. But it's supposed to be kind of like an extraction style shooter. And I think we're going to see a lot of these. There was another one that got announced as well during the showcase, another extraction shooter. Think like Tarkov, which is, you know, that style of game.
We've now created a whole new genre.
Pretty much. And the one thing I can say that I'm pretty confident the game is going to have great as far as gameplay is probably the shooting, like the actual moment-to-moment gunplay. It's something that, you know, that they've done time and time again. You know, look at Halo, the Halo series. Gunplay is always great. Destiny, that's probably one of the things that kept me playing Destiny the longest was the actual, like, gunplay and stuff. So it kind of looks a little bit like Destiny, which I didn't like. Like, it was very kind of super high fantasy sci-fi. You know, people were kind of making jokes when the trailer opened. You had that, it looked like a broken moon. Everybody's like, oh my God, the Traveler's dead, blah, blah, blah. You know, people were just kind of, you know, taking off with that. But I don't know what is, I mean, who knows when we're going to actually see, like, I would love to see, like, more gameplay, but yeah.
You know what I thought it was? I thought, I legitimately thought that it was a Destiny Royale.
Oh, like a battle royale? That would actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind that. If you played, like, you know, let's say, like, famous NPCs or, you know, figures from the Destiny universe in a battle royale, that could be interesting. But yeah, from what I understand, it's supposed to be like some multiplayer extraction style shooter. I would love to see more of it. What is, like, what's the hook? You know, what's the thing that's going to get people invested? And I was actually surprised to see that that's going to be multi-platform. It's coming to Xbox as well, which I thought was pretty interesting. Because a lot of times people try to look at PlayStation as like, you know, oh, they keep up this walled garden. But over the last couple of years, they've really done a good job of like porting stuff over to PC. Looking for more like multi-platform stuff, which is good to see because that's not how they used to be. But yeah, I think it's, I don't know. Like, I don't really know how to feel about it, if I'm being honest. Like, what did you think about, like, the trailer itself? Like, was it interesting to you? Did you, you know?
Man, it was Destiny-ish, like, Destiny vibes to the max for me. Like I said, I legitimately thought I was looking at, like, some kind of Destiny Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, no. I was like, not like this, please. And I was so confused, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a different game, yeah. And... like I said, I'm a little jaded because it's just me with first person shooters where I stand with them right now.
Sure.
But I mean, you know, we'll wait to see more. We'll wait to see more. The trailer. And then once again, I didn't think about this till you said it just now on the pod, you know, the cinematic stuff was a little heavy now that I think about it, because I don't like judging games just by seeing like these CGI clips.
It's hard to get a read on what it is like. that we're looking at, you know? Like, it's tough.
Yeah. It's just like, I was like, okay, this looks cool or whatever, but is it going to look this cool when you're actually playing it?
Exactly. You know, like, does this really illustrate? And I think that's the tough thing about, like, video game trailers. It's, you don't want to show too much, especially if it's something new. Like, I get the whole marketing campaign behind, like, launching new IP and things like that. But I feel like nowadays it's a lot tougher to get the point across of what you're trying to show. Some trailers did a really good job of that in this showcase. Others, like Foam Stars, I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at. I mean,
oh, you talking about the Splatoon?
The Splatoon ripoff, yes. Yeah, so let's just call it what it is.
Call it what it is, man. let's just be real. Like, sometimes, you know, people borrow ideas from each other. They see it because,
yeah, 100%.
Splatoon is, needless to say, it's a big hit on the Nintendo platform. Mm-hmm. People love that game, and it's a fun game. Like, don't sleep. Splatoon go hard.
And you will,
like,
get your ass washed in that game, apparently. Like, the skill level from what I've seen in Splatoon is ridiculous.
Yes, don't let the bright colors and the happy-go-lucky stuff fool you. Like, yeah, that game is, it's fun as hell, but like you said, like, it's always that skill gap. Like, the people who play, like, I'm surprised that shit's not an e-sport, the way that people play that game. Like, it's crazy.
Right, people do some crazy stuff in that, man, but okay. Yeah, I like that. Like, Bungie, I think, is, they're in an interesting point right now. I mean, you know, they also showed the new Destiny, the next expansion, which is supposed to be the final one in the Light and Darkness saga. You know, the final shape is what it's called.
And guess who's alive?
Yeah, and they're bringing back a fan favorite character. And I wanted to ask you about it. Like, was that enough to kind of push you back into wanting to play?
No.
Okay. Thank goodness.
No. I have no interest in Destiny at all at this point. Like, yeah, I said, it's another shooter to me. No, I'm good. Destiny is like a job. People are just weird. Like, I don't enjoy playing it. I don't enjoy raids. I just don't. The grinding and the consistent grinding and grinding and grinding. That kind of gameplay for me is just kind of where I'm at right now.
You're in a different place, yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like, just grinding to just, you know, I was talking to Lucky about this, like, as far as even, like, RP to a point, like, you know, where you grind to get money and, like, because, like, I've played the GTAs and stuff. I just don't want to grind. Yeah. I just want to play a simple game, something with a good storyline, play through it. Destiny has reached a point where it's just like Siege, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you just kind of outgrow it and you move on to different games. And it's not like a bad thing with Bungie. This is not like
the game's terrible for, you know.
Yeah. It's just, you outgrow stuff, man. You want to play different games. And that's where I'm at with Destiny. Like, when I saw this and then I saw they brought back Old Boy, and I was just like, now this feels like Fast and the Furious. Like, you're just gonna start bringing people back, retcon and shit. Just, I was like,
now I'll can never play Destiny again. Right. You're right, man. I definitely feel that. I enjoy the story of, like, the lore of the wider Destiny universe. Like, I'll watch somebody stream the story, and that's good enough for me. That's what I get my fix that way, but. I'm right there with you. Like, I don't think I see myself going back to play, at least for sure. Like, I'm good on Destiny 2. Now, if they come back with Destiny 3 and it looks interesting, it's, you know, completely different from the first two games in an interesting way that I might want to check out, sure. But I think as it stands right now, I'm probably more interested in what Marathon is going to be than what Destiny currently is. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. For sure. Okay. I want to talk about a game that I'm actually super excited about. One, because it comes out on my birthday. And two, it's a sequel to one of my favorite horror games that I actually played in the last few years. And that's Alan Wake 2. So, this game right here looks absolutely fucking insane. And I love it, man. Like, you guys know me and my love for horror games. And, you know, if you've never played the first Alan Wake, I highly encourage you guys to go check it out. Like, it has some really fun mechanics when it comes to, like, the storytelling and just, like, the combat. And it also is linked in with Control, the same game that Remedy made that released in 2019. Control was a fantastic game as well. I need to actually go back and finish it. But I'm super excited for this game, man, because it's, you know, they confirmed it's going to be like a survival horror game. You have two different characters you get to play, so there's two different storylines that you'll get to experience, and they kind of intertwine, you know, as you go through the game itself. But this game, I mean, and besides, man, this game looks like drop dead. Like, this is the type of stuff I want to see for current gen, you know, when it comes to, like, graphical fidelity. Like, this is the stuff that I feel like these systems and, you know, the current PC landscape should be capable of. Like, this game looks absolutely incredible. Like, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever played the first Alan Wake, DC?
Man, I had it on my Xbox, and I never got around to playing it.
It's excellent, man. If you still have it, and an interesting note about this as well, this game, they're going to be launching it digital only, which they're doing in an effort to keep the price down to $60. And I think it's going to be $60 everywhere else, and I think maybe $50 on Epic Game Store, if I remember right, reading that right, but which I thought was interesting. I know some people, you know, enjoy still buying, like, physical copies. Me, I've been digital for years now. It doesn't really mean much to me to go out and purchase a game that I'll have to download once I put the disc in anyway. But this, you know, I'm absolutely excited for this. And, yes, I will be playing this on my birthday, 110%. It comes out October 17th of this year.
So. Birthday stream.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, birthday stream, birthday stream. I'm looking forward to watching you play it. I don't know if it's going to be something that I pick up.
Yeah.
But I definitely like what I saw, and I'm like, yeah, I'm down to check it out.
It looks good. It looks really good. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we were just talking about. Like, this shows you what you're getting into, you know,
right,
while also leaving more unanswered questions and interesting things, you know. Like, this, the game looks really cool. I'm curious if it's going to be, like, a sequel in the way the story for the first game. But I think they said you don't have to play the first game. I mean, the first game came out a while ago. Like, I want to say over 10 years ago, but it's been a long time for it. But yeah, man, I'm super excited for it. Super, super excited.
Man, I'm like looking at my notes. I just don't know where to go because there was so much stuff that I do want to cover in the amount of time that we
there's
have.
There's no wrong answers here. And if we go over a little bit, that's cool, man. No wrong answers.
It was so much stuff. Let me jump into it then. I'm not gonna explode just yet. We're not gonna go there.
That's gonna be like a 10-minute section of that.
Yeah, that's just me, 10 minutes of me exploding. I love the way we'll take it back to the beginning of the showcase. Okay. I love the way the showcase came in, and you know, it showcased, what was that game? Fair Game?
Yes, that's the
one. That was pretty
interesting
to me.
That's the other extraction
competitor.
Shooter. Yeah.
Yeah, it was deemed as a competitive heist game. I don't know what that means. I guess you're competing to rob rich people. That's what they kind of described in the little blurb about it.
Yeah.
And so that concept, just to see how that concept plays out, I'm very interested in that. Like I said, is it like two teams going up and y'all like trying to rob the place and you're battling each other, or do you compete like who robbed it the quickest? Or I don't know. Like, it looked pretty cool from what they showed, but once again, you know, with the cinematic stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you had all this cool cinematic stuff. But yeah, I wanted to see, like, it's just one of those things where you have to see once again, because CGI, like, you can't really tell.
Yeah, so. And I think it looks like it's probably going to be something like Payday, maybe, where you're just like you said, where you're trying to rob a particular, you know, rich people, and then you move, and then people could come and steal your stuff, like, because, you know, like I said, like reading a little bit of the blog post that they dropped for this game, it's supposed to be another kind of like extraction style shooter, multiplayer shooter, and I think it's going to be live service as well. So I'm curious about it as well, but I just don't know what it is. Like, what is it? The once again, the moment to moment gameplay. What's the game's probably gonna have microtransactions. Let's be honest, most live service games do, to monetize and, you know, to keep the servers running. But I mean, the art style was pretty cool. It was very very interesting looking. I think you can kind of look at some of the trailer, and I can kind of guess what some of the gameplay is going to look like the parts where, you know, they were kind of taking that grappling hook or that grappling gun that they had and pulling stuff off the wall to use a shield. Like, that looks kind of interesting. Maybe that's, you know, that a particular character class or something along those lines. Like, maybe there'll be like different classes that you can play. Like a person who's good at hacking, or, you know, this guy.
Yeah,
good,
you can tell that that's definitely seemed like an emphasis on the trailer that they showed. Mm-hmm. Like, there will be like a person, you'll need to have a hacker, and then maybe you gotta like protect him,
a gunner,
like,
and then, yeah,
a sniper, stuff like that. It piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this looks like it could be kind of a fun game to play with the homies, you know?
Absolutely. And I think it was one of those studios that they recently acquired within the last 2 years that was spun up by, I believe her name is Jade Raymond. She's worked on a lot of like big AAA games. I'm pretty sure she was, I can't remember where she worked before. She was in Ubisoft and EA. Yeah, she was working on like a Star Wars game, like a single player Star Wars game that got canceled at EA a couple of years ago that I remember reading about. So she's like a big name in the industry. So it looks interesting, but I would love to see more. So I'm right there with you, 100%. What's up, Winnie? How are you doing today, man? Thank you for stopping by as well. If you guys are listening to the audio version, please stop by the podcast. We record every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we would love to have you here. But appreciate you guys for hanging out in chat. It looks interesting. So hopefully we'll see more of that, man. I'm kind of like you. I don't know where to go next. Actually, I do. There's a game I wanted to talk about that I thought was really cool looking. And that's Phantom Blade Zero, like the hack and slash RPG. Very fast paced.
Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah. Yes, you read my mind, man. Very fast paced, frenetic. Just, you know, the energy was high in this. This is the kind of stuff that I was really excited to take a look at and see. And unfortunately, there was no indication of a release year on this. Hopefully it's closer, you know, rather than farther away. But the story behind this game is you play this character who has been poisoned or something along those lines, and you have 66 days to live. So I'm curious if that means you're going to die at the end, you know, what is that kind of,
why he moving so fast?
Yeah. Maybe he's juiced up like Crank. Yeah. Like Jason Statham.
He's trying to find a cure or something before he dies too.
Yeah. So the thing that I loved about this game though, is like, it looked like the gameplay looked incredible. The enemies and stuff, like the whole design of it, I thought was just absolutely stunning, man. And you know, when I read a little bit about the game as well, they did a lot of mocap for this game. So I'm curious if like what we see is like how we're actually going to be playing the game. Cause you know, sometimes trailers can be deceiving, but I feel like a lot of that gameplay is going to hold up true. And at least I hope it does, but this looks absolutely like, this looks right up my alley, man. Like I'm so excited for this game. So, there you go. He's back. Lost you for a second to get in there.
I don't know what the heck is going on because I don't even have any open for it to be doing this. And it hasn't done it like all week.
Of course not. Only when we're recording.
If I turn off the ninja, because that's the only thing that I have open that I haven't had all. I wonder if that's interfering with something.
The ninja?
Yeah, but if I turn that off, then you can't record me.
Oh, video. Oh, no, I don't think so, though. Like,
that's weird, because that's the only thing that I have open that,
yeah,
like, this problem hasn't happened none this week, and this is the only thing that I have open.
That's so strange. I mean, you're fine now. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, that was definitely high on my...
Oh, are you still here? Oh no, you didn't. Okay, I thought you're still here. I thought you dipped out for a second. Okay, but yeah, man, I'm super excited for that game. Crank. Yeah, Tori. Crank was a. If you guys have never seen that movie, it's absolutely balls to the wall. Just
not balls to the wall. First of all, that movie. It's the Sharknado of action.
Ew. Okay, you're not gonna disrespect Jason Statham like that. All right, next game. Oh my god.
Just saying. Just saying.
Oh my word.
Hey, Sharknado was a tale that shouldn't have never been told. Oh, right.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm scrolling down my list here. I do kind of want to get into some indie action. We want to throw an indie out here. The, what was it? Niva? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I'm going to say yes. And I know, yeah, okay, so I know what you're talking about. This game looks actually really interesting, too. Okay.
I don't know, like, they showed a trailer. I honestly just enjoyed the visuals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real honest with you. The visuals was enough to pull me in. And then, like, the creatures
yeah,
look pretty cool. Everything looked like that art style. If you ever want to get me, man, that art style is going to get me every time. I feel like this is what Tears of the Kingdom should have looked like. Like a more bright and now, vibrant.
Now, DC, you know you can't criticize that game or they're going to come for you.
I'm okay. They attack me all the time. I'm just saying how like bright and vibrant it looks. I feel like Zelda is an awesome game. It just needs that. I don't know. It just could have been like a little bit brighter. Some we already discussed this. Like to me, sometimes it just look a little dry. Yeah. That's all. It look a little ashy, bro. In the words of Tony Baker, it's a little ashy. All right. Great game, but a little ashy, bro. Y'all can come for me all you. Hey, interactions. As long as you hit that like button, right?
Right.
So yeah, so this game, you know, I love these type of games because they had another game. The creators of this game made another game that I actually played on Steam, and it has the same kind of visuals, and I don't even know what the point of that game is. Like, I have it on my Steam, and I played it, and it's just like, it looks so beautiful. It's like these simplistic graphics.
Very, very painterly.
So it's definitely something that I'm going to be looking for. Like these little niche, like in the corner type, surprise type games that come out and just be really cool and low key. It always is like a change of pace. Like I said, like if you just looking for something different to play, man, like I'm just on this ever ending quest to find these type of games and play them and see like if they're cool or not, or because it just beats playing FPSs all the time. Like, and it looks cool. Like, it was a lot of like indie games on the list that I don't think they missed with a lot of stuff, to be honest.
No, and I agree with you. I think there's quite a few good ones. Another one I want, since we're talking about indies, man, another one that I'm actually really excited to check out is The Plucky Squire. That was the kind of 2D moving into 3D platformer game where you play the Plucky Squire. It's kind of like a storybook game, which I thought was really interesting. And I like how it switched from you going from 2D to like the 2.5 to 3D for platforming and everything. It reminded me a lot of the one that came out years ago. I don't know if you ever played it. I believe it's called Fez. It was like part of that Xbox indie program. Let me see.
Yeah, I think it was up there with like, what was it, Ultras?
It's called Fez. Yeah, so this game, it was like you play on a 2D plane, but you could rotate the game world to figure out puzzles and stuff. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, Plucky Squire, Squire definitely is something that I'm going to be looking forward to. I'm going to definitely probably wishlist this on Steam. It comes out on everything, from what I understand as well, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and PC. I don't believe it has a release date as well, so it's just, you know, kind of sitting at 2023 for now. So hopefully we'll get some more information about it soon. But this game is actually pretty high on my list, just because it reminded me a lot of Adventure Time. Like the art style was very like Adventure Time esque to me, and I love that show. So I'm definitely excited for this one.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to Cat Quest. Hey, bro.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, bro. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. My
I just want to cuss at y'all because of that name. Really made me mad when I saw it. I was like, come on, dog.
This game looks incredible. It looks so just like hokey, man. It's so.
Well, you got to have that. I feel like with like just the you got to have the little quirky games, you know, you gotta have like everything can't be the same. So I was a little more open-minded in this showcase in that aspect.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, you've given us these slashers, these shooters. Then on the tail end of that, you got like these little cute little quirky games, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I think it was a good mix. Like, I like that. I actually, you know, applaud them for that. And, you know, all the developers and stuff. I just feel like, you know, hey, man, take the time out to, you know, try these games out. Because you never know. Like, there's a lot of hidden gems. And, you know, always, you know, try the indie game too. I have a lot of fun just playing random indie games, like even if it's on the Game Pass or wherever I might find these games, Steam. I see these little weird games and I'm like, oh, okay, let's try this out. And it's a hit or miss. Sometimes I'm like, okay, what was that? And then sometimes I'm like, oh, that shit was pretty fun.
This was a pleasant surprise. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I just want to, you know, let all my fellow gamers know, you know, just try not to stick in one lane, because then people start complaining about the same game, but they keep playing it. Call of Duty.
Oh, my
but
God.
Yeah, next on the list, it hit me with the pump fake, and I did not like this at all. It started off, and I almost called you. I said, Darius, your time has
come. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I already know what you're going to talk about. I was going to bring
this
up next.
Here. I knew you was going to bring it up next. That's why I just took over, because I knew your time was coming.
I'm playing this game.
I said, Darius is in there. And then it hit me with a pump fake. I was like, this is not Starship Troopers.
No.
I was like, wait a minute. What is this? And then I got sad a little bit, because I was like, I wanted you to win. I wanted your Starship Troopers game. And then it didn't look that bad. Like, I was like, this looks like fun. Like, to me, the way I play games, people know, like, usually it's with the homies, okay? So yeah. I was like, this look, I made up a genre, right? And I'm titling, this is the title. Now that I think about it, this is a great title. Homie shooter. The homie shooter genre.
Oh, right? My God.
Genius. Come on. Give it up, guys.
The homie shooter genre. Trademark that, man. That's actually pretty clever. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, we got another homie shooter here. So it just looked like fun. It looked like a fun time. Like I said, you know.
And the game he's talking about is Helldivers 2.
Yeah, Arrowheads, Helldivers 2. I don't remember part one.
This was the first time I ever seen this. Apparently, the first game got a lot of really high praise. I'm right there with you, man. This pulled me in because of the first minute of the trailer, 100%. I was like, oh, I'm playing this.
Even had that sense of humor, like the Starship Trooper.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are bugs and they are bad. And I'm like, oh, Darius, it's your time.
It's a good time to be a fan of that genre. And, you know, it's funny because you sent me that early access Starship Troopers game that's out. It's out now. I forget what it's called, but I've been watching the Twitch streamer Sheriff Eli play it. And it looks fun, but it doesn't look – I was hoping for it to look more like this game that that we're talking about, because this game looks – you know, fast, frenetic. It looks like there's a lot of bugs. Just, you know, they're coming at you from all angles. So you want that tension. And I don't feel like the one that's currently out has that. So this might be the Starship Troopers game I'm looking for, man. And I'm definitely going to be checking this out when it comes out. You know, they said it's supposed to come out sometime this year. I'm hoping that it does not hit around the time of something Spider-Man that I'm going to be playing. But this is definitely, you beat me to the punch for this one, man. I was so excited when I saw this, man. I thought it was great.
Man, I was hyped. I said, bro, Darius is over there exploding right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Weenie in chat said, the first Helldivers was a top-down twin stick. Okay, so I'm glad I didn't play it, because I hate twin stick shooters. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's just not my jam.
It's hard for me. Yeah. Like, it's hard for me to play twin stick. Like, I'm horrible at twin stick, like, shooting type games.
Same. I just,
that's why I can play the game that everybody raved about. What was that?
Not Hellblade. Oh my gosh.
Hades.
Hades. Thank you. Yes.
Hades, man, people like, yo, you gotta play it. And then when I played it, I could not do that stick. Like, dude, once I got like to the first boss.
Yeah.
I was getting my ass served. Like, I was like, I can't do this. Like, it's so hard for, I don't understand why it's like hard for me to grasp the concept, but it's tough.
It's
but.
Just awkward, man. It's one of, I think I always call it one of those right brain, left brain, you know, patting your head, rubbing your stomach at the same time type games, and it just it does not do it for me. Those games don't do it for me. So I'm right there with you. But yeah, I'll definitely be checking this out. If it gets pushed into next year, please. That'd be cool. You know, I check it out at the top of the year. Yeah, you got me there, man. That game's definitely on my list. Like I've put that game on a little spreadsheet I have of games that are coming out. So definitely excited for that one, man. The next game I wanted to talk about, I'm on the fence about it. I'm on the fence about Assassin's Creed Mirage, man. Like,
oh, I thought you was gonna say something else. I was trying to predict you.
No. Ahead. I wanted to go ahead and get this one out of the way, because we still got two big games that we haven't talked about, and we're about 45 minutes in. But I wanted to talk about Assassin's Creed Mirage because I was actually surprised to see this game at the PlayStation Showcase, because Ubisoft has an Ubisoft Forward that they have coming up. I think it's the day after the the Xbox Showcase in June. I've been such a fan of the Assassin's Creed games for a long time, and you know, I took that break after Odyssey. I didn't really want to play them anymore because they were kind of moving away from the thing that I loved about the early games. This one kind of looks like they're trying to get back to that early, like the early Assassin's Creed games, like the smaller in scope, the focus on stealth, and you know, you really like moving through the environment as an assassin would. But I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. Like, the gameplay really just, it looked okay to me. Like, it didn't look like anything, like they were taking the next step forward with the Assassin's Creed games. And if this is something that is supposed to, you know, make old fans come back and evoke those old emotions, like, why would I not just go back and play the old Assassin's Creed games? Like, this doesn't, and I don't know, maybe I have to see more of it. Like, how you are with first-person shooters, now I have been with open world games for a while now.
Ah, gotcha.
And yeah, you know what I mean? Understand. So yeah. I feel like it's the same kind of, it looks like it's not gonna do anything revolutionary or different enough for me to wanna really dig into it. And it's tough for me. Like, it definitely, yeah, just like Darkstar said in chat, man, it definitely had those heavy Assassin's Creed 1 vibes. The story looked interesting. You know, I guess I'll just have to wait to see more about the game before I decide if I want to get it or not. I mean, Ubisoft has been in a rut for years now. I mean, they haven't released anything in a long time either. So I'm hoping, you know, we get some interesting news from them when their showcase comes. But I'm just on the fence about it. Like, it just, you know, I'm hoping that it kind of, I honestly don't know what I really want from Assassin's Creed anymore, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And they're developing like three different ones at this moment, so we'll see, man. And you know, to your point in chat, Darkstar, I think for me, the RPG heavy handedness that kind of went into making those Assassin's Creed games was okay, but I think the problem for me that the games just felt really bloated. Like, it doesn't really interest me anymore just clearing a map. Hey, there's a million scrolls you got to find in this city. There's a, you got to catch 30 eagle feathers on this map, and you get a badge, you know, next to your name. And, you know, just, I don't know. It just, it has to, that's why I'm just kind of on the fence about it, because I really don't know. Like, I don't know what I want out of it, man. And, you know, I don't know. Like, what did you think about it? I know you don't really play, yeah, like, these games.
You're
but
talking to a guy who hasn't played Assassin's Creed since, this was one of the series that I just could never get into.
Yeah.
My experiences with Assassin's Creed shouldn't, you know, say much about the game. It's hard for me to judge. I don't really want, because I would be a liar. Like, I've just never gotten into this series. The most I've played of Assassin's Creed was Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Sure.
That was the one where I took a legit effort in trying to play it.
Yeah.
I may have gotten, what, a good maybe 20 hours of gameplay out of it. And I mean, I enjoyed the ship stuff.
Yeah, the ship combat is probably the best, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. But, like, I don't know. I don't have too much to say about Assassin's Creed because, like I said, it's just not a franchise that I've been involved in. But from what I saw in the showcase, like, it kind of looked like they were trying to take it back to the essence of, like, the first, what, trilogy, maybe like 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
where it really is more about stealthily like moving in stealth and stuff like that. This was another one that was coming on all consoles as well.
Yes.
So
it's coming and another thing that kind of threw me off too, it's coming on last gen as well on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 as well. So that was
it's always a flag for me.
Yeah.
That's always a, because yeah, there's a lot of technical stuff that goes along with that because essentially the developers are creating two different games.
Yes.
It's the same game, but two different games at the same time.
Tech-wise, yeah, like just like you said, like tech-wise, that was another thing. I was just like, I'm gonna wait and see. You know,
I don't understand why they're doing that. We're way past that. We're 3 years in.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, why are we making stuff for last gen? Like, I don't want to sound like an elitist and stuff. I know there's still people out there who don't have the new gen consoles and whatever the case may be. But with a game like that, if you're trying to like revive the franchise and you want to put all your sources toward one good outing instead of kind of spreading your team, and then who knows what else they're working on. So it's a lot of
they're actively working on two other Assassin's Creed games. They've already confirmed that. So there's three in development right now.
Cut it out. Cut it. Just I don't think that's a smart move by Ubisoft.
So
I don't
you feel me now that you hear it.
I don't think that's smart, man. You spread in the butter thin with a series that people are burnt out on.
I don't know, man. Like,
what's going on, Ivan?
Yo, what's up, man? Thank you for stopping by. It's tough for me, man. Like, I want Ubisoft to get back to making those games that I really loved from the last few generations, but they got a really big uphill battle to climb with me.
You know what
personally.
This reminds me of? I just feel like they're relying on this so heavy, and it just gives me those Halo vibes again. Like,
ooh, oh man, that's tough.
I don't know. I don't feel like that's a very smart move on the back end, the business end as well, to put so much into to where you're creating multiple games. Dude, we need the first one to hit. Like, why are y'all doing all this?
Yeah, and it's just a tough one for me, man. For me, I'm just kind of like wait and see with that one. But what you got, man? What's next? What you got?
It's just so much to talk about. We gonna have to, because
we might have to have a part two, which is fine. I'm fine doing a part two
I do feel like there's a strenuous effort put toward the VR. Like, I noticed that. And these VR games, to me, like, I don't know about you, but I was kind of feeling them. Like, they look pretty cool. Like, yeah. I was just like, and then the Resident Evil 4 VR was like, who the hell wants to play that?
You talking about a big bounce pass for me? And it's not because Resident Evil 4 is a bad game. It's because it's too good at scaring me. And it's just...
That's what a lot of people were saying. Absolutely not. Like, no. And it might be the game for me because I love scaring myself. So, yeah, like, I'm not going to, like, you know, we're not going to just target one game. I'll just talk about the VR presentation as a whole. Once again, we're landed in the zone of shooters. I get that it's like a VR, and that could be a cool way to... I think the majority of them were shooters besides Beat Saber.
Yeah, I think most of them. Well, I don't know about Five Nights at Freddy's. If that's a shooter or not, but.
Was that VR?
Yes. Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's not a shooter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because you had Crossfire, you had Arizona Sunshine, the other game I can't even pronounce. I'm so bad at trying to pronounce shit. It's like, what is it?
Synapse?
Yeah.
Synapse, yeah.
And then Resident Evil 4. Those were like all the shooter type games. And they look like, because I'm just thinking from a VR standpoint, like the graphics are getting better. So it seems like the developers with the VR games are really getting used to the tech. And I feel like, you know, maybe the next two waves will get it just perfect to where we need it.
Honestly, like, I want VR to succeed for PlayStation. I do. I want, and this means, and when I say that, I mean, like, as a whole, I want the VR industry to really catch. It seems like it's been such a hard thing for them, not just Sony, but, like, VR developers and people who develop the headsets. Like, it seems like it's hard for them to kind of catch the wider gamer community. And I'm right there with you. Like, I think a lot of those games look really good. They look great. They look interesting, minus the zombie game. That's the only one I was just like, I don't think I want to play that. Like, it just looked really silly. The Arizona Sunshine was the name of it. It looked kind of just, it looked so fucking goofy. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, but, like, it goes with that mix again. Because, like, yeah. I just feel like you got to have those type of games to balance stuff out. Because sure. What really got me hyped was Crossfire. That game looked intense, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when that dude busts through the wall, and I can only imagine playing, it looked intense.
Yeah.
So on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have games like Arizona Sunshine, which I totally agree. Like, it just looks like
it looks so goofy, man. Like, it, and I guess in a good way, that's cool. Like, somebody's gonna enjoy it. You're slapping zombies with zombie arms. You just
yeah, that it was a bit much. But as far as, like, the tech aspect of it, of, like,
yeah,
just how it looked and stuff, is what really caught my attention. Because I'm like, VR games are slowly just getting better and better.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the mechanics, like, the look and everything, the gameplay, like, everything is getting, like, with each, I feel like with each wave of games that come out, you know, it's getting better and better. So it's something, because VR has just been something I've been forever keeping my eye on, the technology and stuff behind it. And I don't know what it's going to take to get us to that next level, to where it becomes a household item.
Right.
Like the PlayStations, the Xboxes, the Nintendos, like, when people are, you know, once you start, when them sales get up there, I mean, let's be honest, it's never going to get up there with the big three, but once they, like, get up there,
become a little bit more mainstream. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So I just wanted to point that out. But that, like, if you guys haven't seen the Crossfire VR, go look at it. This game looks crazy, man.
I thought it was I thought it was related to Crossfire X for a second, until I looked more into it, and I got scared for a second, because Crossfire X was terrible.
That's my nervous laugh. Let's hope it's not that.
I thought it was for a second, but I'm glad it's not.
And of course, I mean, Resident Evil 4, like, everybody was hyping. That's crazy.
Oh,
that
man,
that's VR.
And the thing that blows my mind about, there's some stuff, because I'm almost done with it. I have about 3.5 chapters left of Resident Evil 4. I don't know how some of that stuff is going to work in VR, just from, like, a gameplay standpoint. Because the shit that really tripped me out was the chainsaw, you blocking the chainsaw in VR with your knife. That, oh my gosh. No, thank you. No. No thanks.
Yeah.
No fucking so. Thank you. I'm okay. Okay. So before we continue, I think let's make a decision real quick. So we're about an hour in, and I would love to. I damn sure want to have a full fledged conversation about Metal Gear Solid Delta, and about Spider-Man, and about a couple
Final
of other
Fantasy.
Games, Final Fantasy, and there's quite a few other games we have to go through. So I have a quick proposal for you. Tomorrow I am going to be streaming, because there is an Apex event that I finally got myself into it. Let's do it. It starts at 8 p.m. So I'm going to get on a couple hours before to warm up, and we could do a part two, and we could drop a doubleheader this week, you know, if you want.
Ooh, Memorial double dip hitter.
We could do that. Because I don't want to shortchange these conversations that we're going to have about the things we're most excited about. Like, I want to hear, you know, I think that would be, you know, doing a disservice to our listeners as well as the people in chat. So
I'm down. Okay. I'm down for the double dip, double hitter, baby.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. So on that note, to our audio listeners, thank you guys for listening to the PlayStation Showcase discussion part one that we're having. We will continue this tomorrow. By the time you guys hear this won't be tomorrow for you, but for the people in chat. We're going to continue this tomorrow because, like I said, I am streaming on Sunday for a Apex event that I signed up for last night that I'm very fucking excited to jump into. But on that note, thank you guys for listening to episode 153, part one. You guys can find me everywhere, Darius the Artist, where the E is a three, except on Twitch, just Darius the Artist. But please make sure you guys, once again, please leave us likes, comments, reviews on the audio podcasting platforms. That really helps us, man. I'm going to keep shaming y'all until you do it. I would love to read, ultimately, I would love to start reading people's reviews on the podcast. That would mean the world to me. Like, and I would be very, and I'm sure DC would be very excited to do the same. We would love to get you guys more involved in everything. Make sure you guys follow him everywhere, follow me everywhere, and join the Discord, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give DC the floor, and it's all you.
All right, guys, if you tuned in right now and if you're in chat having fun, come on back tomorrow. This is the reason why you need to follow all our socials, because we will be posting times of me exploding tomorrow, Sunday, because we will be talking about Metal Gear Solid, and I cannot wait to freaking explode. But yeah, make sure you follow all them good old socials and you make comments and you talk about me and my my hoodie or something. Yeah, do all that good stuff, man. But I don't have too much to say. You know where to find me. I guess I didn't stream yesterday because I was tired, guys, but I'll be streaming tonight. So check all the links and stuff for all the information that you need to follow us everywhere around the globe. Awesome. And that's it.
Thank you guys for hanging out, man. We will see you guys in the next part. Peace.